So the Megillas Esther tells us, "Umishloach manos ish gureyeu umatanas lav yonim." Two of the mitzvahs on Purim is the mitzvah of Bishalach manos. The Gemara tells us one is fulfilled by two manos to one person. You have to give two different items. Contrary to popular belief, they don't have to be two different brachas, but just have to be two different items. And matanas lav yonim is giving to two different aniyim, two different poor people. So what's the nature of the mitzvah of Shalach Manos? Probably one of the most popular mitzvahs of the day. What is the nature of the mitzvah? Why do we do Shalach Manos? So there are two schools of thought, known as from the Trumas Hadeshen, a classical postek that Rama quotes all the time in Shulchan Aruch, and then more has to do with the mystics in Svat, Friday Night Live, Kabbalah Shabbos, Manos Halevi, Rav Alkavat. It's hard to say it's a machlokas between the two, because one's a mystic, one's a postek, but those are the two names brought down as usually representing, but it's not just them, it's different opinions. The Trumas Hadeshen says, the reason for Shalach Manos is because we have another mitzvah on the day. It's called the Purim Suda. We have a Chiyav Suda on Purim. And therefore everyone's obligated to have a meal on Purim. So unfortunately, there are many aniyim around, poor people, vulnerable people don't have so much money. And therefore to ensure that everyone could have a Purim Suda, so therefore we go around giving out generally food items to people in order they should have food for the Suda. He says that's really the reason behind, that's the reason for Matanos Lav Yonim, and Shalach Manos was instituted to in addition to it. In other words, if everyone's going around giving each other food, the poor aren't embarrassed going around accepting food. So it's just another way, it's another form of Matanos Lav Yonim, but this is for everyone, so not just to embarrass the poor. And therefore, you should especially give the poor Shalach Manos, because that's really the whole reason, the whole nature of the mitzvah is the Chiyav Suda. That's how the Trumas Hadeshen learns. The Manos Halevi says it's nothing to do with the Suda, it has to do with something else. In the Megillah, basically, the story is the reason why Achashverosh is making a meal is because they calculated that basically the time to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash came and passed. So basically, but before that, or after that, Haman goes to Achashverosh and says, the final solution, let's get rid of these Jewish people. So Achashverosh said, are you kidding? I'm not starting up with the Jewish guy. Look what he did to all the other predecessors. But Haman said, you don't have to worry. Yeshno em echad mefuzer, the Jewish people are fighting. There's machlokas among them. They're arguing. They're not getting along with one another. He said, okay, in that case, I'm not worried. Then the God, Jewish God has zero tolerance for sin eschinim, for fighting among the Jewish people. So he says the whole reason for it is because of machlokas and sinna. So therefore, they instituted Shalach Manos to go around to give people gifts. Certainly someone you had a little running with would even be better, to rekindle an old friendship or to with someone you didn't get along with, and certainly to reinforce a present friendship. So basically the whole purpose of the mitzvah is friendship. So it's a machlokes, Trumas Hadeshen, Manos Levi, whether the nature of Shalach Manos is for the purpose of the Suda, it's most importantly for the poor, but anyone just to have food for the Suda, or just to rekindle Achdus in Klal Yisrael, to unity, everyone should be together, etc. My nafkamina, what's the practical difference? Either way, you have to do Shalach Manos. Who cares if it's for the Suda or it's for the friendship? Okay, the bottom line, you're going to do it anyway. So we'll give some practical differences. One is the following case. As I said, to fulfill Shalach Manos, you just have to give one person two gifts. But, many people give 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, so it's not usually an issue. But let's assume hypothetically you're only giving shalach manas to one person. And you have, let's assume you made a nice shalach manas also. And you show up with a beautiful shalach manas, you work so hard, and you give him the shalach manas. And he says, thanks, but no thanks. You know what, I'd love to take it. I got so many. My wife will kill me if I take it. I have enough stuff. Thank you so much, but I'm not accepting it. So is the person who offered the shalach manas, does he get the mitzvah now? Is it required to fulfill the mitzvah of the acceptance, or is it enough that he just offered it? So that's what the Chasam Sofer raised. So the Binyan Siyan wants to say,
the two black guys came in and shot up the place and killed the guy.
So the Binyan Siyan points out, Shalach Manas, is there a difference between Shalach Manas and Matanas Lev Yonim? Let's say the same thing happened by Matanas Lev Yonim. You offered money to the poor and they didn't accept it. So the Binyan Siyan says, yeah, if you read the Psukim give you the answer. Because what does the Pasuk say? Umishloach Manas. The mitzvah is to send the mana. So therefore, whether you accept it or not, that's not my problem. But umatanas rav yonah, matanas always miyad liyad. So the Binyan Siyan says, we see from the Pasuk in Megillas Esther, that by shalach manas you are yotze, even if the person doesn't accept it. But by matanas rav yonim, and that's a general, you know, that could be a general halacha in any tzedakah, in order to fulfill tzedakah, that the not only has to accept it. So the Ramah discusses it in Shulchan Aruch. How does the Ramah paskin? He says, if you send someone shalach manas and they don't accept, yatza, you fulfill your mitzvah of shalach manas. But it's really based on these two schools of thought we started off with. If the purpose of the shalach manas is because of the suda, then you can't eat a thank you. Now, it's very nice you sent it, but if I don't have any food to eat, so how could you fulfill the mitzvah? If the mitzvah of shalach manas is for reyes, is for friendship, then that the main thing is I offered it to you. Whether you accept it or not, that wouldn't be a problem with friendship. So according to the manas halevi, it'd be enough. You'd be yotzei the mitzvah. According to the Trumas Hadeshin school of thought, you wouldn't be. Interesting, the Ramah says yes, so there could be other issues involved, but that's what the Chasam Sofer, that's one nafkamina. I'll give you another one. Let's say you come back Purim morning from Megillas Esther, and you find a beautiful shalach manas sitting on your doorstep, and there's no siman, there's no name on it. Either they didn't put it on, they blew away, you have no idea. And it's great, it's ribs, maybe you can figure out by the taste of them, but the ribs, wings, the works, you can fill in the blanks. And so does that person get the mitzvah, meaning the person who left it on the doorstep? So again, it depends on these two schools of thought. If the purpose is suda, I'm going to have a good suda now, I got assuming, but the hashkacha is good, so you know it's kosher, you just don't know who sent it, so you can have a good meal now, wings, ribs, etc. So therefore, according to that opinion, you get the mitzvah. But if the purpose is shalom, if you don't know, of course you might think someone in the community likes me, but perhaps the mitzvah shalom is you have to show it to someone else, your friendship, so then it would be problematic.
Wasn't the Brisker Rav who was a master on their table, they would open up each individual one to see if they were able to fulfill the mitzvah. So it's the person who's receiving, in order for them to get their mitzvah, is that what it is?
You mean the person receiving, if it was Briscoe did it so other people got the mitzvah, or he got the mitzvah?
It has to be the other person, right?
Yeah, because it's not his mitzvah.
Right.
The mitzvah of Shalach Manas is a gift to you, not to get.
I understand.
Yeah.
So, based on that, then was that the reason why he was...
If the mitzvah is true, then I'm saying, then maybe he thinks, you know, so he wants to ensure the other person, and therefore he made sure he took it right away. And then, another nafka community, let's say someone sends you, someone gives you, let's say, a no-frills little box of raisins and a no-frill diet cola, or whatever flavor you hate, whatever flavor you want. Does he get the mitzvah or not? So gets into the shiloh of you have to give a shalach manis to the person you're giving. Does it depend on who it's coming from? If it's Jeff Bezos giving the shalach manis, the richest person in the world, or does it, so if it's a din in suda, what's the difference? You could have raisins and soda, you may also technically fulfill the mitzvah. It's hard to say Bezos is trying to get make a friendship with you when clearly someone could afford a lot more. He's giving you like the minimum. Or what about the following case? Let's say someone sends you those AirPods? What are they called? Someone gives you AirPods and they give you a new Mac Pro for Shalach Manas. Do they get the mitzvah? I don't know if they get the mitzvah, I'll be happy. But I'm saying, do they get the mitzvah or not? So, again, you can't eat a mat. I guess you could sell it in theory and have a lot of food. But in theory, if it's a din in Suda, so then I can't eat a Mac Pro. I don't know, maybe you can. Because it's called Apple, maybe that helps. But if it's
too much iron.
If the purpose is for Sholem, then clearly the person's trying to make Sholem. So those are the two schools of thoughts with different nafkaminas, whether the nature. So where do these two reasons come from? Like, I know they come from the Trumas, but is there any earlier source that these two schools of thought? So the Rav Menachem Zemba, one of the great rabbis, I think he was killed by the Nazis, he says, the source is much earlier, we find hints to these two schools of thought. There's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara, I think it was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The students asked Rebbe, what did the Jews do to get the decree of Haman? Interesting, the Megillah doesn't tell us. Usually the whole purpose of Navi is the Navi rebukes them, tells them what they did wrong, and hopefully they learned their mistake. But in Megillah, ironically, we don't find what the Jews did wrong. We just walk into the scene, and it's a party with the Achashverosh and that. So what exactly was the sin of the Jews that they warranted a gzera to be killed? Like that is, it doesn't happen randomly. When they that's the question they asked. So Rav Shimon Yochai was on the cutting edge of education. He said, tell me, what do you think, Talmidim? So one Talmid said, I have an idea. He says, because they benefited, they went to the Suda Achashverosh. What was the whole purpose of the Suda? It was the end of the 70-year period. The Jews were over. God's dumping the Jews. No more Beis HaMikdash. And the Jews were sitting there enjoying the wings and ribs there. So he said, good answer. The only problem is that only affects Shushan HaBira. Why does everyone, only they were at the Suda. Why do I have to suffer because you enjoyed the wings? So he said, I'll tell you why, because years before, during time in the Nebuchadnezzar, the Jews, he built an idol, a discussion whether it was an idol or not, 2 days in Tosfos, and they bowed down to it. So since they bowed down outwardly, so it looked like Avodah Zarah, even though it wasn't, so too, God only outwardly brought the Gzeirah, but ultimately, he didn't let Haman kill us. So it goes back to, so Rav Menachem Zemba, we see from here, there's two reasons the Gemara brings down. In theory, being Nenef from Suda would have been enough, except there was just a technical problem. And the other answer is Avodah Zarah. So Rav Menachem says, what's the tikkun? So how do you miss till? So according to the Truma Sadeshin, that's the pshat. If the whole sin came about because they were Nenef, the Suda's Achashverosh, how do you rectify it by having a Suda's mitzvah? Having a Suda, recognizing Hakara Satov, all the benefits of God, etc. So therefore, and if you assume it's Avodah Zarah, the good Chazal tell us, God, you know, has zero tolerance. He has a lot of tolerance when you're doing sins be'alam v'makom, but when you have sins be'alam v'chavero, he says, what's the tikkun for Avodah Zarah? It's be'alam v'chavero. His tikkun is being nice to people, and then God will give you time to do tshuva. So he says, the two reasons the Gemara gives Avodah Zarah and Sudasos. So the Truma Sadesh is working with the Suda, and therefore that's why the purpose of Shalach Manas is to have food for the Suda. And the Manas Alevi is working with Avodah Zarah. If the sin is Avodah Zarah, the Tikkun's always Be'adam HaKaveiro Shalom, and therefore those are the two schools of thought go back, all the way back. The Gemara already tells us the reasons behind them.